Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me is Evan Bressler, and he is the Safety and Loss Control Director with Midwest Energy and Communications. We're going to be talking all about safety today and workplace slips, trips, and falls, which workplace, home, it's all the same this time of year, right, Evan?
That's very true. It's happening.
Yeah. I mean, you just never know in December and January. I mean, we're coming into the probably the worst part of winter is going to be coming yet. And so we got to take a look at these things and how they affect us with our environment and with our electric.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. Yes. And you nailed it on the head. It's at work. Mm-hmm. It's at home. It's wherever you go. Because if you get an injury at home, well, then you can't go to work. So
exactly.
It works both ways.
It does work both ways. So some different ideas. A lot of times it's just common sense reminders. But sometimes just hearing them reviewed helps us be able to focus a little bit better and say, yeah, I kind of forgot about that part.
Agree, definitely.
So what are some ideas of things that we should kind of keep our eyes out for?
Well, first, get a game plan. If the weather is going to be bad, mm-hmm. know what you're getting into. If you really have to get out and get going, mm-hmm. plan ahead, plan of action. If you got to get out and do a lot of walking and it's slippery, try to get your 3 points of contact when you're getting out of your vehicle. Yeah, it's only going to help you. That's where you're going to slip the most.
Oh, getting out of the car.
Yep, because your feet are just coming down.
Okay.
Yeah, as you're walking.
So what are your 3 points of contact?
You got to have at least a hand, 2 feet, or 2 hands, 1 foot.
Okay.
Just 3 points.
Okay.
Not your head. Not your back.
Right, right.
Yeah. No, you want to have a good
sitting
grip.
Sitting in the seat still.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. No, get a good path. Look for hazards. I know at our shops, we put both salt down and then a liquid chemical too, just to try to eliminate as much of those slips that we can.
Okay.
Because they are hot and heavy. That's our number one claim for workman's comp.
Oh, is slipping and falling?
Oh, yeah.
You know, even I've noticed that sometimes on the wooden decks, they get like a slime.
Yeah.
Almost. And that those buggers are as slippery as ice.
Oh,
sometimes.
It's bad. Cement, same way.
Yeah.
You come in and that nice smooth cement, that'll get you every time.
That black ice.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's perfect example right
Well,
there.
And sometimes it doesn't matter what kind of shoes you're wearing.
No.
But, I mean, it is important if you're going to be out in the weather a lot to have the right shoes on with the right kind of protection, the right kind of soles that will give you just a little better grip. You don't want to have to wear, what are they called, like claws.
Yeah, like the cleats.
Yeah, the cleats on the bottom all the time. But you do have to be smart as to what you're looking at and what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah, we actually give our linemen those ice cleats. They can put them over their boots if they really have to.
Okay.
I've even seen some wear snowshoes.
Okay, yeah.
If we got to go help other utilities upstate.
Right.
And they get more snow than we do, they wear those snowshoes.
Right.
So I've seen those in action.
Well, you know, I wonder too how a lot of times they, you know, they send utility companies to different areas to help with different issues. I imagine some people come up to the snow belt here and wonder, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to function.
Oh,
they don't know how to drive, for one thing.
Right.
But they definitely don't know how to walk very good.
No, you get some guys that come from down south, they come up here, haven't seen snow.
Yeah.
They don't know how to drive in it, and no, they don't know how to handle themselves.
No, it's like, wait, we shut down the roads at
an inch of ice, or an inch of snow.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
So some other ideas of things to look for. Of course, we talked about footwear, but...
Yep. Well, and even for our propane guys, too, when we go out to the houses and deliver the propane, mm-hmm. a lot of snow out there, Keep your driveways salted if you can for when those guys, each guy's making 30 to 40 stops a day.
Right.
We also ask if they can clear a path to the propane tank.
Okay.
Just to make it easier on our guys.
Right.
And they really appreciate that.
Oh, I bet. Because if the snow's deep enough, it's hard to even trunch through it.
Bad.
Some of those tanks are pretty far away from the houses.
Yes, they are. Oh, yeah.
There's some that are a little closer.
Some are close, but a lot of them, more or less, they're far away.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Good. Not quarter mile, but...
No, not that far.
Good 50 feet or
exactly.
more.
Okay.
Yeah, so heavy snow, that would be a little harder to get to. Some other ideas then. Of course, we talk about always use handrails if they're available.
Exactly.
And even if you don't, if you think you're like super confident,
You
if
never
it's
know.
There, use it.
Yeah, you can be the most athletic person in the world, and you can go down.
Right.
So it comes back to my 3 points of contact.
Right.
And you hit it on the head with the handrail.
Yep.
Use what's around you. Even if you got a brace against a wall, use what you can. Just stay upright.
There you go. And if you're walking with someone, try not to take them down with you.
Sure.
We always appreciate that as well. So, again, you know, workplace, slips, trips, and falls, all can be preventable with a little bit of common sense and slow down.
Exactly. Good judgment. Take your time.
There you go. Thanks so much, Evan. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.